Microphone.
Wow. He's full today, isn't he?
He is. You're 330 on Powell Road?
Yes.
It has been canceled.
Is that Amanda Rock on the firing range?
Yeah.
She requested being canceled, I think.
Yes,
right?
She did. She called and left a message.
Okay.
She said it would be a couple of weeks. It's a medical issue she's having.
She'll be back with the issue?
Yes.
Okay.
So
like Arnold Schwarzenegger, she'll be back.
Got it.
The ordinance that was discussed this morning, do you want me to go ahead and change the date
yep.
and then get your signatures?
I'd think so.
I'd like for you to post a dog ordinance. I'll come up with a wording for a $250 to $500 fine for dumping of dogs. It's getting to be such a problem that...
Like abandoning dogs, you mean?
Yeah. Just if somebody catches somebody abandoning a dog.
Just a dog or animals in general?
I guess because we don't deal in cats, I don't know how to do that.
Well, we can do it. I mean, we won't pick them up, but we can still.
Well, here's what I'm wanting to do. I'm wanting to post it to where we can have a discussion about it and get it on the books.
Well, let's put both dogs and cats and see if there's any. I mean, you're talking about posting in a meeting, right?
Posting it in a meeting and bring it to the public. If there's any, I mean, it should be a public discussion in which there will be public input. But we've got to put a stop to it,
right,
gentlemen? It's getting to be. It's getting to be an issue. In the last 3 weeks, I've had three sets of dogs chase my cattle down, and
really?
Have calves down, and things like that. I mean, it's just strictly somebody. I mean, there's no more cruelty to animals than
yep.
dumping them, and they have to try to survive. So it turns them into.
How long do you want me to block off?
They won't take long. Yeah, I think the wording. I think we can take the wording from someplace else.
Yeah,
if
I mean, just
have Bob research it and take the wording for a. Now, this is just a dog dumping. It's not a leash law. It's not all this other stuff that's combined. I just want $250 to $500 fine. I think we have to get with Jeff probably to work and make sure that he'll help support prosecuting people for that.
Right.
Because there's no need in us posting an ordinance if he's not going to help us.
So some time over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we probably need an hour, but I would go ahead and give Bob the heads up, and we'll probably do it in our session here, too, that he needs to be prepared for the meeting to give us some suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think there's the abandonment part of the state statute. It's just a matter of putting a fine on it.
Okay.
The law's already there, I think. It's just that we need to have a fine, or otherwise you catch them, there's no penalty, and...
Okay.
That's what you want to do is penalize somebody so
if they're caught,
get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
An example made out of one or two may save the county thousands and thousands of dollars. You know.
Bob, you got Nick.
There is an ethics in government 2009 conference. Are any or all of you interested in attending? It is the 14th of August. On a Friday in Jeff City.
From 9 to 3, if I remember
right.
That's where I want to spend my Fridays, Jeff City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. Okay. We attend conferences twice a year, and there is always one that covers sunshine laws, ethics, and this and that. I myself feel like that it is it's not a waste of time to attend this, but it is something that is already repetitious.
I think I agree with you. We had the fellow down a week or so ago on
right.
Sunshine from Mr. Costner's office, and nepotism, I think. Well, Jim may have not had a lot on that, but we've been through enough of that I think we got it pretty good.
I learned
good.
A lot through the newspapers.
Yeah. And anyhow, I think I'm of the same mind. We might get a copy of the agenda. I see.
That yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
See if there's something that we're not seeing here, but It's a lot of driving. It's a long.
Yeah, as for me, don't plan on me going until we get the agenda and if there would be something in particular that we'd want to see. And most all those things are taped.
Right.
That we could, if there's something on the agenda, we could get a tape and show it here on the screen. And
okay.
Basically show it to all parts of the county government.
Okay. Jim, are you?
I'm just looking.
You want to do that too? Or?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I don't want to RSVP. If you can get the agenda, that'd be great. I mean, there's some things that I'm curious about. The record keeping and the employment issues, but I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I mean, just like you said, we just had the Sunshine Law training here, and we don't deal with a lot of alien workers. I mean, we do, but if you can try to get your hands on the agenda before Friday, that would be good.
Okay.
I'm remotely interested, but I'd have to see the agenda. It's a lot of driving.
If you get somewhere on that, why don't you ask about a tape? As Danny mentioned it, see if they tape that where we could.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be.
Jillian and I need some direction as far as when we receive nuisance calls.
I was asked the question and.
You told me to bring it back up later.
I did.
Okay.
Go ahead. What did I tell you to do?
Bring it back
when
up.
All three of you are together.
Besides, bring it back up together.
You said that you were going to be doing them.
At this point,
and
I'm pretty well doing them.
And Eddie Coxie was going to kind of be helping you.
But didn't we? I mean, we had a conversation with Jim Berry, and he said that he would be more than happy to take the first call. And if it didn't fall within his categories, he would hand it back to us.
Is that a sure thing, though?
That's what he told us. Is that let him take the first call, and if it's an environmental or a health issue like mosquitoes or something like that, rodents. Mm-hmm. He said he'll be more than happy to take it and run with it, but if it's just junky cars, he doesn't want to deal with, you know, grass that's knee deep that has nothing to do with it, those two issues. Did I misunderstand that?
They're doing them.
I mean,
he sent me some copies, and what I've said to people, FYI, is it's going to take a while for us to do it.
It's all going to end up in the same place, prosecutor's office.
And I've suggested that they call the health department.
Do you want us to send calls to the health department?
First?
I'm just trying to figure out what we need to do in the interim until it's set in stone.
I would until they said don't.
That's fine.
Because they did say that they would take them.
You can't make that judgment call. You can't figure out if it's health.
Right.
So they're going to have to do that. And even if we went out there, it might be a judgment call on whether we thought it was a health situation. Now, if they say no, we can start taking action. Chuck can make his visits like he has in the past and limit it. Well, I think the health deal will limit those.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime that we go, there's usually tires with water in them. There's usually something around there that's going to be a health hazard.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time, but I think that we just let them field let them start the call, the process.
And okay,
you're right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean, we may have a meeting next Monday about this thing, saying don't do that anymore.
Bob and I sat down with Mr. Berry on animal control,
right?
And he met right after that, so. And he mentioned the nuisance thing.
Okay.
And my suggestion was let's get the dog thing out of the way
first.
We work on the
right
nuisance anymore.
You guys know how I feel about too much government. But I have had several calls from people that live in Lakeshore Drive, Mount Branson, even as far away as Hollister, about a noise ordinance for what goes on at the landing. I wouldn't bring it up if I hadn't had at least a half a dozen individuals and calls that have been made to me about, you know, a lot of elderly people live in those areas. I don't know whether it's just a call to Branson and let them be aware that there is some kind of a problem, or do we need to implement some kind of a
noise ordinance
decimal. Wise or
well, that's something it's on my list because talking to Tom Goldsworthy, looking back in the P&Z decision of record where they put a noise ordinance restriction on the proposed racetrack. We have no way to enforce that because
mm-hmm.
We don't have an ordinance on noise.
Right. I think something for us to work on. I don't know how restrictive we want to get, but I think it, at least if we got something in place that we could refer back to.
Right.
And I question whether that's exactly right on the P&Z.
Right.
Because if it's in the decision of record, which it's supposed to be, if they violate that decision of record, I think there's opportunity for P&Z to take legal action.
Okay.
Now, I may be wrong.
Yeah, that's one of the things I hadn't got to yet. I mean, that was one of those things I wanted to see. What is our enforcement of a noise ordinance?
You know, one thing that is like the 4th of July.
Right.
The celebration. I can see people having to tolerate a night or two of
right.
of celebrating if they want to try. Now, if we want to try to limit it between, you can celebrate 4th of July within this certain week, that would be fine with me. But the fact that we have constant senior citizens that are calling saying, you know, they're letting off something, sounds like dynamite in my yard, that's what we're here to try to do, isn't it? And then go back to the statement of, I hate too much government, but is that getting too much?
Sometimes it's a hard line to find.
Well, we probably need to look into it, see what we have, and then decide if we want to go that far or not. I mean, mm-hmm. every time you add an ordinance, there's got to be an enforcement arm to it, otherwise it's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by the end of August, Renee has to get the inspection of the fire sprinkler system, and it's going to cost approximately $5,000. Her and Linda are in process of getting quotes.
Of the county, of this building?
Buildings.
Mm-hmm. Let's don't discuss this until our Bob Paulson session.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have some other information on that.
You do? Okay.
$5,000 for all our buildings?
She said approximately.
New and old.
So, are you guys wanting Renee to work on the budget for her department? Rick sent over the budget to her.
Yes. I mean, I would. I mean, she's the department head. Let's see what she comes up with.
Yep.
Okay.
Is that not a bad recommendation for every department?
I think every department should try it.
I think we should have every department have a review of the necessities. We're not, I don't want to send out a voice of panic because we're not there. But if September, October, we could get in a crunch in November and December.
Well, I mean, I thought about asking Rick to see if we couldn't cut the budget by 5%. We are 5% down, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's just fiscal responsibility. I mean, I would like to see every department head work on it and elected official, but I'd like to see them cut 5% out, at least try to, because revenues are down 5%. And if the trend continues, we'll end up 5% down. You know, we're fine financially, fiscally, but we can't do that forever. I'd just like to see them try. I mean, is that something you guys, I mean, that's one thing I was going
to... I'd like to see at least let them review it and see where they're
at. Cut 5% out?
See if they can.
Okay, well then, can we try to go back to Rick and say, Rick, would you send out and say, look for a 5% reduction in every department?
Of this year's budget.
Of this mm-hmm. year's budget. Is that all right with you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to take it, and plus it could turn around at the end of the year.
It may not even be in need.
Right.
But why wait till the point where you
At NACA there was a session, it says, let them tell you where to cut the budget, and that was one of the recommendations. You go into them, you review the budget, and you say, I need you to cut 5%. And they will then start telling you where they can cut.
I think that's a good way of putting it. And I've heard that said before. Look at your budget. Where would you cut 5%?
Give me 5% out? Cut. Not saying we're going to, but I need to be have that option.
I think if you're saying it that way, you'll kind of squelch the
concern
the concern and the fear. And
okay.
We may be there. It's a good point. We may be there, but...
But you guys are in favor of all the department heads doing their own, this preliminary review?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they see a need to come to us, I mean, where, they, where they've got questions, then let them schedule it.
Okay.
Okay. Last week, Lisa asked Renee to order a couple of tables.
Lisa Owen.
Uh-huh. Lisa Owen.
I talked to Chuck briefly about it. We have some extra desks and that kind of thing to be used by the Historical Society. Just wanted to get an okay from all you.
To order, to order or to reuse what we got?
To reuse.
Extra stuff.
I would say reuse. We've got storage. We've got a storage
have
building
them go
full
through.
Of
what you're saying, is it okay for them to use our extra stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did we cover the desk at the airport? Is somebody covering that? Does anybody know?
Well, what we'd asked was give us a drawing of what they wanted so Biggs can at least tell us what it's going to cost, time, and effort. Obviously, everything's on hold with Biggs until the remodel of the new annex
right.
is done.
Right.
So that's, I mean, you may want to let, if you, is it all right with her to let the airport know that it's going to be at least 3 more weeks? Just because...
I think that'd be good.
If you would.
That we haven't forgot her. And
we are still on pace, by the way, to move in August 14th.
Wonderful.
I mean, those guys have done an amazing job.
Yeah, it looks
I mean, they've done a great job. I mean, I don't know if you guys knew, if you've not talked to Charlie's crew over there, but if you know, 7/8 of the building is a slab floor. 1/8 is a wood substructure. Because it's built up on the slope, all the trusses were rotted out. The sprinkler system over there had failed. Water had sprayed on it for extended periods of time and rotted all the wooden substructure out. And before they started, they took out all the wood floors, all the wood trusses, and rebuilt the whole section before they even started. And which was just amazingly detailed work.
Can you imagine what an addition? What a change order.
That would have been?
That would have been.
Oh.
That would have probably been more than what the project.
Well, it's going to cost us. I mean, I keep on looking back to what our bid was that we were thinking about taking, uh-huh. and what we'll probably have into it will be a fraction. But our crew has done an amazing job. But we're still on pace for the 14th. I believe they've picked carpet. The carpet bids have been awarded. I don't want to go into a lot of details.
I believe Linda will be here at 1 o'clock.
What now?
Linda will be here at 1 o'clock, and she's going to give you a brief update.
Right. And then, all we're doing right now is shopping cubicles on a few spaces. But they've done a great job over there. Just, I can't brag on them enough. So, but we're on pace to move on the 14th.
Aegis is ready to enter into phase two of their land use agreement.
Saw that.
Has anyone contacted them on which counties you have?
I have contacted them. They gave that list to us. You saw that. I asked them to look at Boone County also, which is a first-class county with Columbia, which is basically, they're the same size as us from a revenue perspective. Their budget's almost identical. They have one large city, which we basically have one large area. But they have five. They picked those five, and I think they were all, enough to...
Explain that. They're going to they're not going to look at all those. They're wanting us to pick one or two.
No, right? They're going to pull all five of those
and look at all
and
their
look at their because what you're going to find out that P&Z has a majority, about 80% of all the counties use one kind of set of books,
right?
And they're just going to start with what foundation, that got Stone County in trouble. We're just going to make sure we don't see those. But they're comparing, I think, five counties and looking at their ordinances and then. Going to make some options for us to look at.
Okay.
Okay.
The names were fine with me.
Okay. I just want to make sure somebody.
Boone just because I thought it was because I think he has what
Jasper
county?
And
yeah, Jasper didn't bother me. There was one by St. Joe, which is by Kansas City. I thought that would be influenced too much by that big area that their ordinance may be pretty restrictive. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Done?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I'll send Jillian and
Bob
down. Okay. Okay, there was something else that I didn't write down.
For me?
Yeah, I wanted to bring it up during our work session, but I'll make it next week.
Okay.
May have been vacation.
You going on vacation?
For who?
Need it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's find Bobby. You want to, you, the next session will be executive, so you can stop the internet broadcast. Might as well. Want to do a 5-minute recess while I find him?
Yeah, recess.